We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Our 91.7 FM Memphis.
And blues bowing down in the church of stacks. It's a Memphis thing. It's a Memphis groove thing. It's a Memphis thing. It's a Memphis groove thing. And a 10-inch pompadour. Memphis, it's a Memphis thing. It's a Memphis groove thing. It's a Memphis thing. It's a Memphis groove thing. It's a Memphis thing. It's a Memphis groove thing. It's a Memphis thing. It's a Memphis groove thing.
Drummer lays down the backbeat.
Oh, we're gonna have a Jeff Beck Group, doing their version of Don Nix's classic song, Going Down. That was a really big rock radio hit, and it was produced by Steve Cropper and recorded right here in Memphis, Tennessee in Trans Maximus Recording Studio. Before Jeff Beck, we had John Kilzer, Green, Yellow, and Red, from his album Memory in the Making, which was his debut album that came out in 1988. Before John Kilzer, we had Keith Sykes, Big Time, from I'm Not Strange, I'm Just Like You, which came out on the Memphis record label. And we opened up the show with Rob Junkless, Memphis Thing, from his debut album Closer to the Flame, which came out in 1986. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Today, we are going to be featuring Memphis rock and rock that has been recorded in Memphis, and hope you hear a few things that you like. This is one for the hometown. Speaking of supporting hometown, if you love this station, we are doing a pledge drive right now because we need your support. And your support helps us maintain our state-of-the-art equipment and facilities. It helps us hire and retain talented staff. It produces more local programming and expands our outreach into the community. So please donate to WYXR today and help us be the best radio station we can be. Visit WYXR.org/donate to make a gift today. Coming up next is a demo by Cheap Trick, recorded here in Memphis at Ardent Recording before they recorded their debut album. You might recognize this song from their 1977 album, In Color.
Some kind of move.
Big Star, When My Baby's Beside Me, from their 1972 Ardent record label debut, titled Number One Record. Great song. Big Star was preceded by Cargo, Feel All Right, from their self-titled album, which was produced by Terry Manning and also released in 1972 on the Ardent record label. Sort of a great lost album. Before Cargo, we had Good Question, featuring the wonderfully talented Van Duren on vocals. And the song we heard is What Are You Gonna Do About It, which came off of their 1986 album, Thin Disguise. Good Question was preceded by Let Me Live by Target, featuring the great Jimmy Jamison singing lead vocals. That was from their 1976 A&M record debut album, titled Target. We opened up the set with Cheap Trick, doing their demo version of Come On, Come On, which eventually appeared on their 1977 album In Color. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly radio show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, broadcasting from WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Right now, we're in the middle of doing our pledge drive. If you love WYXR-FM and you appreciate the diversity of music and programming that we offer, we would really appreciate your financial support. After all, WYXR is a nonprofit radio station, and we rely on your support to continue providing you with the best possible programming. Your donation helps us maintain state-of-the-art equipment and facilities. It helps us hire and retain talented staff and produce more local programming, expand our outreach to the community. So please consider making a donation to WYXR today. All you have to do is visit wyxr.org/donate and make a gift today. Right now, we're continuing this theme of Memphis rock and rock that was recorded in Memphis for this episode of Air Conditioned. What we are about to hear is Wilco, who recorded their debut album at Easley Recording here in Memphis.
question. It makes no sense to apologize. The words I thought I brought, I left behind. So never mind. I overbooked the shouting, just a waste of time. Never mind. I overbooked the shouting, just a waste of time.
Rumbling sound. And then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Oh, yeah, it's WYXR 91.7 FM Pledge Drive. This is Rick Clark's Air Condition. We thank y'all for listening in. Let's see, I think maybe Rick's going to say something for you. No. But anyway, it's our pledge drive. You can go to WYXR.org and donate right now. I want to thank, let's see, Diana. Oh, yeah, I was thanking these people, and we just went up a percent. Thanks a lot to Diana Sanders. We really appreciate your support. And Ellie Love June, thank you so much. We're now at 66% of our goal. We're a little behind where we were last year, so we need your help. We need you to get in there. Go to WYXR.org and donate and make it happen. We got Tanya coming up in just a little bit, and JB's now on at noon. So that'll be fun. And we've got great music all and pledges all day long. I did hear from Lori. She's got a Grease themed pledge drive edition coming up. She always does a skit, so that's always a lot of fun. So we need to raise some money today, guys. Come on, WYXR.org.
That's one of Memphis's greatest rock and roll bands, in my opinion. That's the Raining Sound doing Straight Shooter from their 2002 album, Time Bomb High School. Before Raining Sound, we had Jimmy Davis and Junction. Just a little bit from their album, Kick the Wall. 1987 was when it came out, and they were a really big band in this area. Before Jimmy Davis and Junction, we had Dylan Fence doing the title track from the album Living Room Scene, which came out in 1994 on the Mammoth record label and was produced by Mark Freegard, who also was a producer for The Breeders' Last Splash. Dylan Fence was recorded at Arden Recording right here in Memphis. At that point in time, the studio was really hot. Dylan Fence was preceded by Steve Earle, the title track to Copperhead Road, which came out in 1988, and was produced by Tony Brown, who for a while was bringing quite a few acts down here to Arden Recording to make some really great records. Before Steve Earle, we had The Replacements, one of my very favorite tracks off of the Jim Dickinson-produced album, Pleased to Meet Me. The song is Nevermind. It came out in 1987 on the Sire record label and was recorded at Ardent. We opened up the set with Wilco doing Casino Queen from their debut album, AM. That came out in 1995 on the Reprise record label. This debut album by Wilco was recorded over at Easley Recording. At the time, Easley was a magnet for a lot of great bands to come and record. Modest Mouse, Guided by Voices, Breeders, Pavement. A lot of the appeal of the studio was just the relaxed, organic atmosphere. It didn't feel like big music biz, but they made great records. I'm Rick Clark, and for this last hour, you've been listening to my weekly radio show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, broadcasting from the Crosstown Concourse in Midtown Memphis, Tennessee. Hope you guys are having a great day. I'll catch you soon.